You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. It's a production of the website hierarchyuniversity.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. It is Wednesday, December 18th, 2024, less than a week before Christmas, I'm sure you're all very excited about that. I'm sure all the FinDom fags out there are paying lots of good money to their masters, and I'm sure there's lots of other in-house faggots that are preparing wonderful meals for their masters and all kinds of presents and service and everything else. So I wish all of you guys the best in this holiday season. By this time next week, when I talk to you again, Santa will have come down all of your chimneys. So I'm sure we're all looking forward to that. Before we begin tonight's podcast, I have a couple of advertisements. So first up is LustyAge.com is a sponsor of the podcast. There you can buy all of your naughty needs, all of your lube and whips and chains and whatever else you want to get. Lots of vibrators. Lots and lots of vibrators. I recommend a Tenga egg, by the way. You can get some money off on your order if you use the promo code SAMFWA, so I definitely recommend you do that. Also, a new sponsor is ArcherVale.com. Archer, A-R-C-H-E-R, Vale, V-A-L-E.com. It's a website featuring a lot of erotica by an author named Archer Vale. So the books there are they're fiction, but they're based in real life events. But they deal with dominance and submission. You know, I mean, everybody loves a good hot story, right? So I recommend you guys check that website out, ArcherVale.com. You can get 10% off if you use the promo code SAM. I'm now a promo code. I'm a faggot and a promo code. But I definitely recommend you go over there and check it out. It's definitely worth looking at. So, and buy some stuff, you know. We have to support creative people that are you know, inspiring others. So inspire them to inspire others. So anyway, on with the show. So I wanted to talk about a couple of things, but I'm going to primarily focus on domestic faggots again. I haven't touched on domestic faggotry since very early on in the podcast, but I wanted to focus in on one particular domestic faggot. I wrote about him on the website a couple of weeks ago, and I just wanted to highlight him a little bit more on the podcast. His name is Chadwick, and he's an older faggot. He's in his 60s, all right? And of course, he was a faggot his whole life, but he lived a life in denial, basically. He didn't pursue service in any way, and he tried to live a normal life, which is sadly something that happens way too much. And it's one of the reasons why that motivated me to create the website Fags Worship Alphas in the first place, is because I wanted people to find fulfillment and have the courage to pursue what is naturally their place in hierarchy, you know. And so I wanted faggots, particularly faggots, to not hold back and not get into heterosexual marriages as sort of a front to protect themselves, where they were going to screw their life up even more. I wanted to try to give healthy information for faggots and inspiration to faggots so that they would serve however they need to or can, you know. So And I think, I know that my efforts have changed a lot of faggots' lives and helped a lot of faggots. And so I'm humbled and really grateful to have been a part of that journey for a lot of people. But like Chadwick is an older man, and so he grew up without the internet. He grew up without knowing that there was anybody out there like him, and not having the information. You can't go to the public library and just pull up books on how to be a faggot. I mean, like, so he didn't have the options that today's generation have. So he lived a life, you know, where he was unfulfilled most of his life, you know. And it wasn't until, you know, he began to find sites like mine where he began to understand what being a faggot is, and that he could still have some meaning in his life in service and find fulfillment. So he, at an being an older faggot, is hard, okay? It's not an easy thing. You have to, because you're basically, for the most part, your sexual service days are over with, you know, at some point. You're just too old, you know, you're just not an attractive fuck object anymore, right? So, and we all have to face that eventually. I know every 20-year-old twink out there is probably going, oh, no, I'm going to be hot forever. Well, guess what, sweetheart? You're not going to be hot forever. time takes a toll. So Chadwick, you know, faced the reality that, you know, sexually speaking, he's probably not going to find an alpha to fuck him, right? Or use him sexually. But domestic service was a way in. And Chadwick has the right attitude about domestic service. He views it as sort of like, I mean, I've used this illustration before, like an English butler, you know. One of my very favorite movies ever is called The Remains of the Day, starring Anthony Hopkins as a British butler in 1930s, 1940s Britain, around in the World War II era. And the movie's very quietly sad, but his attention to an obsession almost with being the very best servant that he could possibly be for his masters in that movie is, I think, just an intrinsic quality that all good domestic faggots have to have. If you find the right alpha, the alpha will look at that kind of domestic faggot with a sort of pride, you know, because he owns a faggot that's respectful and clean and thorough and gives attention to detail, and it's a prideful thing for an alpha to own a domestic faggot like that. There are some stupid alphas out there that think, oh, a domestic faggot, I can like treat it badly or whatever and have fun with it and be ignorant with it. You know, that, I mean, that comes with the territory, unfortunately, but ultimately, domestic faggots, there is a place for domestic faggotry, okay? I'm just going to say this. And Chadwick is the example that I'm trying to highlight here, because Chadwick decided to figure out how to find alphas to serve as an older domestic faggot. And he just plugged away on sites like Recon, you know, offering his domestic services there. Again, Recon is a site designed for hookups, you know, sexual hookups. But he was offering domestic service to these alphas. And he now currently has a roster of like six alphas that he serves domestically. He travels around the country serving, you know, kind of on a weekly or monthly basis, these alphas. And when I found Chadwick, I just could not believe that he existed. And I'm still so proud of him. I can't tell you how proud I am of him, because here is a faggot that just wants to be useful. And he is doing whatever he can to be useful. And it's not about his fetish. Okay? There are faggots out there that are wealthy faggots who, there's like one in particular on Twitter that I can't stand, but, and this faggot is basically just buying his way into, in FinDom, buying his way into, you know, being a fetish object and getting off on it, you know, that kind of thing. I don't like that at all. It shouldn't be about the faggot's fetish. Chadwick is literally just wanting to be of use, you know, and he's doing whatever he can to be useful to alphas. It's not about him getting off. It's about him finding fulfillment. You know, can you see the difference? I just find it to be inspiring, and it demonstrates wholeheartedly the truth about hierarchy, that ultimately it's about becoming this thing that you're meant to be in the world and doing it to the best of your ability, finding it and seeking it out and fulfilling it should be of a highest priority in your life, because no matter how embarrassing or how difficult the struggle might seem to find it and fulfill it, you should seek to do that. What Chadwick is doing is not easy, right? Like, he's an older faggot. He doesn't have a lot of money. But he's putting his all into serving these great alphas. One of the alphas he serves is actually an alpha couple, and they own multiple properties, like three or four houses or something like that, maybe more. I don't know, but Chadwick, I think, is cleaning, taking care of three of their houses. he's managed to find, as an older alpha, or older faggot, I should say, as an older faggot, he has managed to find all these alphas that are willing to use him, to take ownership of him, and put him to use. So then my question is to you, what are you doing? You know, all day long I get messages from faggots saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I can't find any alphas, blah, 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 blah. Are you really looking? Are you really trying? Are you really trying to be useful? Or are you just trying to satisfy your own sexual desires? Because, like, Chadwick is putting aside his sexual desires, and he's just being useful. You know, and I honestly believe that, and I've seen this happen, like, I've seen domestic faggots become sexually serving faggots over time. But, I mean, it may not happen with Chadwick. But the point is, it doesn't matter. Chadwick is seeking fulfillment in whatever capacity he can find. And he has found it. So, like, when you come to me and say, I can't find an alpha, or how do I find an alpha? Like, you have resources. They're out there. Go make them work for you, right? I mean, Chadwick is using Recon and other hookup apps, and he's finding domestic service opportunities, and he's making use of them. Why can't you do that? and I want to say this too, like for younger faggots, a lot of times younger faggots are like, they don't want to clean a toilet or, you know, make a bed or, you know, do some laundry or whatever. Like, why are you serving an alpha if you're not willing to do those things for an alpha? You know, are you just in it just to get fucked? Seriously, like, answer the question. Like, is that all you're really looking for? Being a faggot can be very hot. When you're getting used by an alpha sexually, it's hot for sure, okay? Every faggot on earth wants to be fucked by an alpha, right? But not every faggot is capable of that, you know? There are faggots in the Middle East, for instance. Very hard for a faggot in the Middle East to find any kind of fulfillment there because it's dangerous. But they can be of service still, right? It's just different forms of service. As a faggot, we have to embrace the totality of our existence, not just the sex part. You know, being a faggot is a purpose. It's not a sexual position, right? Like, sex is oftentimes involved in being a faggot, but it's not the end-all be-all of a faggot's life. There are other ways. This is where FinDom comes into play, too. With FinDom, you know, there are some faggots that can't serve sexually or in person or whatever for various reasons. And so FinDom gives them the opportunity to be of some sort of use to an alpha. You know, now you can talk about the moral questions regarding FinDom, but domestic faggotry is the same kind of thing. And the domestic faggots that I've known are, in some ways, they're like the purest form of a faggot, because they're truly serving without any kind of reciprocal pleasure other than the pleasure of service. So I hold domestic faggots in high regard. I personally love being a domestic faggot. When I've been a live-in faggot, I loved the domestic work and domestic service as much as I love the sex, you know. So, I mean, I could clean an alpha's toilet all day long, okay? So what Chadwick's story is inspirational to me because of that, because Chadwick didn't give up on his dream. Even though he was an older faggot, he still wanted to be of use, and he made himself of use to alphas. He didn't give up. He tried. It was probably he's dealt with rejection many times, but he didn't give up. And I just think that if more faggots had Chadwick's outlook on service, they would find more fulfillment. And I just really just think it's important. You know, again, I'm somebody that I have enough of a profile that I get questions a lot about this, and I try to be nice about it, but there's really no nice way to say it. Get off your ass and do it, you know? Go and make yourself useful. So, yeah. That's all I have to say about that, I guess. I just, thank you, Chadwick, for, you know, blessing me with, your example, really, you know, and to other domestic faggots that I have covered in the past, I just, you know, I salute you for really, you know, not giving up and forging ahead, you know, despite the humiliation or the struggle in finding that place. I really salute that. So, I think other faggots should, I think all faggots should be forced to serve domestically. If you want the truth, because domestic service teaches you humility. And, you know, being a faggot is more than just having a hot ass, you know, or a deep throat. It's about service to superior men. So, yeah, that's my opinion on that. So, I actually think there should be some sort of boot camp or something for domestic faggotry, you know. So, I'm not, no, and don't ask me, I'm not doing that, okay? I'm not opening up the hierarchy boot camp for domestic faggots. I'm going to leave it to my alphas to make you guys do that. So, anyway, again, thank you, Chadwick, for your wonderful example, and for all domestic faggots out there who are doing the work, you know. So, anyway, that's all I've got today. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday, and just a reminder, go to archervale.com. And pick up some books, some really hot stories. Maybe I'll highlight one or two of them here as we go along. So, you should check them out, honestly. Archervale.com, 10% off if you use the promo code SAM. So, yeah, I'm marketing myself. I'm gonna become a complete promo whore. You know, why not? I'm going to have Archer Vale tattooed on my ass. Anyway, I enjoyed talking with you guys. Go out there and find some alphas to serve, okay? Make 2025 a goal, you know, to really push yourself to become a better faggot if you're a faggot, and find fulfillment. So, anyway. Thanks for listening. It was nice talking to you. Have a good week. Love you. Bye.